Hallelujah. We are priests and princes. Princes with God. Hallelujah. The son of a king. All the servants of his father are his servants. All the angels of God are our servants. Some people worship angels instead of commanding angels, giving them assignments. When you speak, it is the duty of the angel to bring it to come to pass. Hallelujah. He said, I am a man of authority. And do you know you have authority? He said, I give thee what? Power to tread upon what? These signs shall follow them that in my name they will do what? How many of you are applying these scriptures? If you know it, is that scripture for pastor? Is that scripture for prophet? Why do you have problem? You are running to look for a man. There is one mediator between God and man. Who is that man? The man Jesus. The Bible says so. He said, at the mention of his name, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He even assured you, we are two or three are gathered in my name. Why did he say two or three? Husband and wife. Who is the third person? You are picking. In your house there, if you are there, if you allow Jesus there, call upon him, he's there. Oh, glory be to God. If you don't have this knowledge, you will never see the efficacy of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. There is something that God is doing now. You know what is trending in social media now? All these prophets. All these prophets of Baal. In fact, they are not even prophets. All these 419. At least you say somebody is a false prophet because he's using another spirit, Abi. You know, you say it's not a prophet of God because he's using another spirit. These ones are not even using any spirit at all. Just 419. 419. If you don't believe the doctrine of serpent seed, you don't believe what they call tares, now you should believe. That is, you know, when the Bible says some people's conscience is seared with a hot iron, that is, it's welded, no conscience. Because I was watching one of them, the one at Ojodu. I watch, I know they call name again, so don't force me to call name. I'm maturing, I'm getting matured. I don't know whether my old age, the consumption. So I'm getting older, I'm becoming a gentleman. Listen, you saw what he was doing. After that arranging miracle, you saw, then he was waving. Then he came and knelt down at the altar, giving glory to God. Ha! And the God of creation is watching. In Psalm 73, David, he said he looked at the prosperity of the wicked. And he was almost getting stumbled. And while he was beginning to wonder as a human being, God opened his eyes and he saw their end. God has concluded the end of Satan. God has concluded the end of Satan. And knowing that such people will exist later, he went, hell has enlarged her coast to accumulate, to accommodate more people. No conscience. So he allowed them to do whatever they want to do. Amen. The whole thing is Satan trying to rubbish the prophetic gift. He has succeeded in rubbishing the pastoral gift. With these motivational speakers that are preaching prosperity the way they are preaching it. Contrary to what the Bible says, that godliness is gain. I mean, what do you call it? Evidence that God is with you is that you will prosper. And then if you are poor, God is not with you. And then they are prospering on the tithe and offering of the people and saying God is good. And they are getting richer and their members are getting poorer. Now, amen. Those of us who travel, once they know you are a pastor, they will say, stand this side. No respect again for pastor. He has finished that one. Now he's going to the prophetic gift. They cannot impersonate evangelistic gift. They can't. No, they can't. So evangelists among us, you are blessed. Your ministry will never be disturbed. Unless you disturb it by yourself. Now the prophetic, so that anywhere anybody goes now, you are prophesying. They say, again, Narenji. Narenji. But let me tell you, amen. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the religion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is about to announce the original ministers. The original ministry. Hallelujah. Yes. There is the genuine power of the Holy Ghost. I have experienced it. I have seen it. Amen. I have seen it. I have seen it though. When we went to Ilorin intermessage meeting there, the song we were singing is, praise the Lord, the God of Abraham is still alive. Praise the Lord, he never changes at all, at all. For Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You cannot talk of fake until there is an original to fake from. Amen. And I'm praying that this ministry here will produce the original fivefold ministers. Amen. That wherever we go, hallelujah, wherever we go, the power of God will be demonstrated there. Oh, that's the truth. Praise the Lord. I have seen too many testimonies for me to confirm the reality of God. Too many. As I was watching this 4191 they were doing, and that woman, she's the original fraudster. Pay me money, I will do it for you. Amen. And the interesting thing about it, as I was meditating, the interesting thing about it, okay, you are seeing it, and some people don't know. Oh, some people don't get Android. They come for where they get now this, why don't they take rubber band, they tie. 3310. See them? Thank God for social media. Thank God for YouTube. Thank God. Hand begin grow. It's everywhere. See the hand. See the woman there. See, they do miracle. See them. God will judge all of them one after the other. But the interesting thing there is that one will expect that people sitting down there will see this and carry their Bible and leave that ministry. But wait and see. That ministry, the next service, it will increase. That is fulfilling Bible itself. It is called delusion. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It is because they have no love for truth. God will give them a delusion to believe a lie. And in believing that lie, they might be destroyed. Who have no love for truth. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Praise the Lord. Now listen very well. I want to say something. It has rubbished the ministry so much that, you know, people have lost faith that God still uses the prophetic. The prophetic is a ministry in the Bible. It's a ministry in the Bible. The working of miracle is a gift in the Bible. Is it possible for bone to grow? Yes. Because it is possible, that is why they are impersonating it. If it is not possible, they will not impersonate it. In the time of the revival, if you go into the night, you will see the testimonies of people like A.A. Allen. If you ever heard of that man of God with the same grace for working a miracle, you will see bones shot out again. Praise the Lord. Bone shot out. Can he do it? Yes. In the days of the revival of Pastor Kumuyi Deeper Life at Bagada, a brother told me he was there one time when somebody's leg shot out. He said he saw it. So, he can do it. Amen. I was sharing this testimony with some ministers. And 2 weeks ago, when I was in Paris, I said, a woman came to me with a lump at the back of her hand. And said she could not even lift up the hand. A big round ball that, you know, my hand like this could not cover it all. And she said, they put her for a surgery. And that she heard that I was coming to France, she decided she would meet me for prayer before she would go for the surgery. And I asked her, you believe I pray for you, God will do it? She said, yes. I placed my hand and prayed for her. There was no anointing that hit her. She didn't manifest anything. And all I was believing God is that the pain will stop so she can use her hand before they will go and remove it. I removed my hand. I said, now check it. By the time she checked, the lump disappeared. Amen. I went back. I touched it again. I said, I dream. I've been a dream with this. This thing, where you go? It disappeared. Amen. And if what I'm saying is the truth, any such problem that listening to me now, your own too will disappear in the name of Jesus. It's true because my brethren from France, they are watching me now. Amen. That will come and lie. And many more. I'm just using it as an example. It disappeared. Where did it go? It disappeared. Is there anything God cannot do? There's nothing he cannot do. Praise the Lord. But we must not impersonate it. But the problem we have, as I was saying on Thursday, is that we here, that she there, one of them in France, Sister Loretta is confirming it by waving her hand. That's from France, on the screen, if you can see. That's Sister Loretta waving her hands to confirm that what I'm saying is the truth. Praise the Lord. There is another sister there, Sister Gloria. She said the last year I was in Germany. She came from France to Germany. She was looking for fruit of the womb for some time. And according to her, because I don't even remember, she said, I spoke to her when she came for prayers. After I prayed for her, I told her, I said, I will come to France and dedicate your baby. She said, amen. She believed and she went. according to her, she was surprised to hear that I was coming to France. And she put to bed 3 months ago. Amen. And according to the word of his servant, I dedicate her baby. Hallelujah. I dedicated her baby according to the word I spoke. Now, I discovered that when we go out, the anointing flows more than when we are here at home here. I was stressing this in our Thursday breakthrough program. Because while I was out there, there was another church that had a program in Port Harcourt, in Onitsha. Pastor Paul preached. And invited Amarachi and Daniel. Prophet Daniel. And according to him, they were calling me there, they were sharing testimonies with me. You know, and others who were there. He was telling us how much God used them. And of course, not just that, I have traveled with them before. Prophet Daniel was reminding me today, he said, that he prophesied in one of the sessions, said, for 3 hours, he said, nobody sat down. With all the crowd that gathered there, they were all standing. You know, acknowledging the presence of God, acknowledging that gift. They kept standing, and anywhere we went, once we start ministration, you know, healing, deliverance, prophetic, nobody sits down. But for here, then they sleep itself. Nobody only sit down, then they sleep. Praise God. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20 says, you should believe in the Lord God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets. And what will happen? You will prosper. You will prosper. You will prosper. Hallelujah. I think it's verse 20 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19. Verse 19, what did he say? What did he say? Very loud. What did he say? Now, verse 20. What did he say? Verse 20. Eh? Say very loud. Say it again.
Prophesying.
Despise not prophesying. There's a posture many of you put here. You despise this gift here. For 2 reasons you despise the gift. Some of us that are gifted, we have very, very bad character that has made the gift of, to be disrespected. Because they begin to question the anointing we are using. The God that is talking through you to me, he knows they talk to you. So you begin to doubt the spirit. But the commonest one is not our character, we the gifted ones. The commonest one is that we are too common among you. We are too common. We are too common. Daniel, come now. Daniel, come now. Hey, wait till you talk. You say, I don't want to see you again, sir. There's one prophet that used to be here, used to package himself very well. Hey. You touch him, he will look at you. Who you be, sir? He packaged himself very well. Pastor! Amen. Even as they come, said, and they tell me, Pastor, give me a chance. Make I pass. Amen. But it is scripture. It's in the scripture. A prophet is without honor in his hometown. The brethren of Jesus, did they respect who he is? In his hometown, did they accept him? But when he stepped out there, crowd will follow him. But in his hometown, then they peep through window. Hey, yeah, man, don't come. Amen. So, you won't benefit from the gifts that God has given us here. And if you refuse to accept the gift here, another person will receive it. Out there. See, I want to tell you, whatever gift you see here, I am telling you, it is original. It is original. And let me quickly tell you this. Praise God. I thank God. God made me to preach this confidently because I am not a prophet. I am a pastor. I am a preacher. Amen. I am a pastor. I am a preacher. So you won't say I am promoting my gift. I am not promoting my gift. You can see. I am promoting the grace of God in this ministry. Here, God is using men and women. But you discover that our old members don't testify as fast as strangers that come. They come from the east, from the west. They come. Amen. And before you know what, the prophet, now them in the pick. Now them in the pick. Now them in the pick. Praise God. Hallelujah. They said in Onitsha that one man, the pastor discerned, said there is somebody here. That you are saying that all these things that these prophets, Amarachi and Daniel, what they were prophesying, said, Narenchi, if not, may they tell and he oh, may they tell and he oh. He said, who is the person? Come out. The person came out. Together with other, I said, you are coming for the first time to come out. Then he gave the microphone to Daniel. He said, come and bless the people. Prophet Daniel said, he looked the man finish, enter spirit, he see him. He said, make him finish with the rest first. When he finished, he said, he go tap him. You. Who is this? Who is that? Who is this? Who is that? By the time he finished discerning, he said, I never finish. The man, they said, yes, he said, I never finish. Who is so name? Mention the name of a lady. No, he said, you are married. He said, okay, remember the name. He said, who is Chioma? He said, it's my ex-girlfriend. He said, it's your ex and you're still sleeping with her. Should I go further? He said, no, this one original. This one original. Church, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a gift that is in our midst. Instead of us to be praying for this gift, God has ordained that he will use man to bless man. Hallelujah. He has ordained it so. I shared something during our breakthrough program and I want to repeat it for the benefit of those who are not here. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, and let's read it up to verse 13 to get the picture very well. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I said to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 13 is my emphasis. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And I title the exhortation again, how do you believe? He told him, as thou hast believed, as thou hast believed, so be it unto thee. How do you then believe matters? How you believe. It is how you believe God works with you. It is how you believe God works with you. I have experienced and I have confirmed and I can teach you that God honors faith. It is our faith that God works with, that God honors. Hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Let me quickly explain something here. Amen. There is a difference between the gift of faith as a gift of the Holy Ghost. The usage of the word faith is used, you know, in a way that you have to get the meaning within the context, of the usage of that word faith. For instance, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, it says, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent, offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. The emphasis there is that by faith he offered a more excellent sacrifice. The usage of the word faith there is the same way that Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 verse 16 and verse 17, where he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For the just shall live by faith. And then in verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, he says, without faith it is impossible to please God. All this usage of the word faith here is different from Mark chapter 11, verse 22. It says, have, and Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. The other one, by faith, he offered a more excellent sacrifice, that is revelation. By revelation, Abel had a revelation that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And remission of sin. And without the revelation of who God is, you can never please God. So that is revelation. But verse 22 of Mark 11 is saying, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain. Now that is not revelation there. Hallelujah. There is a gift of faith in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That gift of faith in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is a gift that when you have it, or it is in operation, because you don't have a gift, you may have a gift, and it is not effective until it is in operation. We know the gift by the operation. Hallelujah. When that gift is in operation, it is a gift that lets you know it is not impossible. It is possible. It is an estate of mind that tells you it is going to be done. It goes with a boldness. It goes with a boldness. A boldness. A brother in New York, some time ago, and I visited him. He said, Brother Moses, we watch you, and he has been in this entire message long before I came in. An elderly man, he said, I watch you, and you will go to the congregation. You pick somebody who is sick, and you will say, now, God will heal you. He said, fear will catch him. The whole world is watching you. What if the person not heal? Now. He said, tell me, is it a revelation you saw? Did you hear a voice? What gave you the boldness to say, now, God will heal you? And I said, no, sir, that is faith in action. I didn't see a vision. I didn't hear a voice. Then why are you saying you'll be healed now? Then I asked him, is there any time that person's case was not settled as I spoke? He said, that is what surprises him, that the person will be healed. That's why he's asking, did you hear a voice? Why were you having so much confidence? It is faith. Amen. Now, it's not you doing it because somebody did it. That will be copy. It doesn't carry the same effect. It is an action of the Holy Ghost. It just come upon you, paradise, and you find yourself, you know, acting. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm making any sense to somebody here. I'm trying to let you understand, because somebody here, I'm about to let you know the secret of breakthrough. So that prayer point you are praying will be the last. The last. Today will be the last time. That prayer point, I said today will be the last time. And not only that, you are going to know a secret for to receive answer. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is the gift of faith. The gift of faith here, and I repeat, every gift is unctioned by the Holy Ghost. I can as well go and tell somebody who tell me, say, I am sick, and I say, don't worry, now you to be healed. Because I talk and now to be healed the other day, and the person receive healing. I go pray, tire, nothing will happen. Because I am not unctioned to speak. Amen. You can see that it was under unction I spoke. And I said, I shall come to dedicate this baby. Until now, I don't even remember I said it. Hallelujah. You can see. I say, I don't even remember I said it. And it was not a revelation. It was not a vision. It was faith in action. Okay. Maybe you'll understand this. I think I've given this example before. That a sister in the choir some time ago was suddenly collapsed from the home. Boboye, he was your group member. You remember the sister. Then, you remember that sister?
Sister Choma from choir.
Uh-huh. And then, oh, they call you And all night with some of your members, you were in the hospital. Somewhere, county hospital at Ogba.
Yes, Ogba.
Ogba. And in the morning, they called me that a sister was in coma. And they had prayed all through, and she was dying and going. I took up with my wife.
From travel.
Eh?
You came from travel.
I traveled, and when I came back, I took up with my wife to go there and see the sister. And as soon as we opened the door, almost the distance to where that pillar is, the hall where they kept her. Immediately I opened the door with my wife, and I walked in there, and I began to speak. I said, I have not come to greet this sister. I have come to take her home. I said, as I will place my handkerchief, I put my hand in my pocket, I brought her the handkerchief, and I was speaking while I was going to her, as I place my handkerchief on this sister, she shall come back to life. And then by the time I got there, Boboye and others were around her with the nurses around her. I just said, give me chance. And I placed that handkerchief upon her, and she came back to life. Praise God. And don't invite me to come to the hospital for anybody who collapsed because of this testimony. I'm only using it to tell you I was going there to see her and find out what we could do. But as soon as I got there, there was an unction that he came immediately. That's it. That is the faith we're talking about. And several other testimonies, I don't have time to go into, but just to let you know that many of us have this unction, but we don't use it. Now, listen, there are two gifts that God has kept in the church for your benefit. The gift of the word of knowledge, and that is the gift that every Christian has. And church, and the gift of faith. Every Christian should have it. You must have it. If you don't have it, you better desire it. The gift of the word of knowledge comes in four ways. I've explained it several times. By dream, by vision, an audible voice, or an inspiration that comes to you like a thought. All of them together is called the word of knowledge. The ability to know something. And it is not you willing to know it, because only prophets have the ability to inquire. Your own is, you are either praying for somebody, then it comes on. You are praying for yourself, then it comes on. God himself has put that gift in the church as a means of having a two-way communication between him and his children. Anytime you pray, he has to let you know that he heard you. As you lie down to sleep, after that prayer, a dream comes on. Or you hear a voice speaking to you. That is his own way. And each one is unctioned by the Holy Ghost. And so also is the gift of faith. The gift of faith. And I repeat, these two gifts, word of knowledge and gift of faith, amen, is what I believe that every believer, you have it. Amen. Now, listen very well. Where we read here is a soldier. He understands authority. He understands authority. I was stressing on Thursday. The problem with us is, listen, the wise man in the book of Proverbs, he said, knowledge and what? Is the principal thing. He said, with all thy getting, get knowledge, get understanding. And the spirit of knowledge is the Holy Ghost. The spirit of understanding is the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, He teaches you all things. He leads you to all truth. He's a light. He grants understanding. But the problem with us is that if you don't go to school, will you learn anything? If you don't read, will you learn anything? We all need a teacher, and this teacher we have is in the church and is in you. He is the one speaking now. But how many will believe it? And it's in you. When you are not in the church like this, in a teaching service like this. Wisdom, the principal thing. With all that getting, get understanding. Get knowledge. The same thing, the Holy Ghost is talking to you. He is talking to you, he's ministering to you. Sometimes you are too busy with Facebook. You are too busy with the home movie. Home movie. Aye. He's talking to you. Do you know some people are so carnal that even if the voice they speak to you, say, oh, I beg. And they look. Amen. So, you remain in confusion as far as your life is concerned. Because what God does in the life of all the believer is He leads us in the way. He leads us. No child of darkness. No child of God walks in darkness. Because He's there to show us. Hallelujah. You will know. A sister came here on Thursday. She was sitting somewhere here. Professor Sunday picked her up. That they concluded her case to die the next day. And she said, yes, she saw the revelation. That's why she said she must be in church that Thursday. The emphasis there is that God showed her. There is nothing bad, nothing evil. I repeat, and I say boldly, nothing bad will come your way that God will not reveal it to you in advance. But the problem with you is you are not in an estate to catch it when He's showing you.